In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear Brooklyn, and all the baptized, baptism is great. After all, the Bible says baptism saves us, 1 Peter 3. Jesus gave that promise. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, Mark 16:16. Baptism forgives sins, like Peter preached on Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul preached the same thing in Acts 22. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Baptism washes away our sins. It cleanses our conscience of guilt before God. It delivers us from sin, death, and the devil. Gives us the Holy Spirit and the sure hope of the resurrection to life. In baptism, we are joined to the cross of Jesus, to His death and to His resurrection. Baptism gives us a new heart and a new name. In our baptism, we are clothed in Christ. We have put on Christ. We have been wrapped in His perfection. A few minutes ago, Brooklyn was wrapped by Jesus in the gleaming white robes of His righteousness. These are the robes that are befitting for a saint. Baptism is great. And we all have it. We are the Lord's baptized. And that's how we speak of it. We say, I am baptized. Professor Pless reminded us of this a couple of weeks ago at the funeral planning workshop. He reminded us that we don't say, I was baptized, but I am baptized. Imagine if you're married and someone came up and asked you, are you married? And you answer, I was married. Then you can imagine your wife's elbow in your ribs or your husband's strange look. I was married. No, we answer the question like this. I am married. So it is with baptism. Not I was baptized, but I am baptized. It is who we are right now, our current reality. We never, in a way, leave the font. The early Christians would represent themselves often by the symbol of a fish. Now we understand that in Greek, the letters for fish, ichthys, form a useful acrostic. Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. But there's something more here too. Just like a fish who comes out of the water dies, so is the Christian who leaves the blessings of baptism. We would die. So we have baptism, and even better, baptism has us. I am baptized. I am saved. I am forgiven. I am a child of God. I have His name on me. Now, this being a child of God and having His name is really where we're headed. Because I would like for us to consider this morning the connection between baptism and prayer. We find this connection when we consider that in our baptism, we are adopted into the Lord's family. Whenever someone is adopted, they're given a new name, the name of their father, and they're part of a new family. This is how it was with Brooklyn. When she was born, her father gave her the name Gonerway. But now her heavenly father has given her his name, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So she is, together with all of us, part of the heavenly family, the sons and daughters of the King. Behold, says John, behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the children of God. That's 1 John 3:1. This is why the Bible calls baptism a rebirth, or a being born again, or born from above. In our baptism, we are born again into a new family. we now have as our Father God in heaven. And this is how baptism gives to us the privileges of prayer. When the Lord Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, he says, when you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven. Our Father. Now, not anyone can say that, our Father, but only those who are the Lord's children. Unbelievers, for example, can't. They do not have God as their Father, but rather the devil, as Jesus says of the Pharisees. But by faith in Christ and by our baptism, we are recreated into his children. When the Lord gives us his name in our baptism, he gives us, among other things, access to himself as his children. I'm sure this has happened to you as you were walking in some sort of crowded place and you drop something. And someone sees it and they pick it up and they want to give it to you. And so they run up behind you and they yell, Hey, excuse me, you there, sir, ma'am. But you don't notice, do you? You never hear it. Until they reach your side panting and grab your shoulder and you turn around and they say, Sorry, you dropped this. And we say thank you and go on. Someone could yell like this all day and we would never notice it. But if somebody knows your name, they could just about whisper it, and they have immediate access. Has this happened to you? You're walking through a crowded room, and suddenly someone says your name, not even very loud, and you turn to find out who said it? This is how it is with the Lord's name, which is given to us in baptism. All the things that are shouted up to heaven apart from faith is simply a bunch of clamor and noise. Remember the 500 prophets of Baal? They prayed all morning and sang and shouted to Baal, dancing around, even cutting themselves, and it's nothing but noise. There is no answer. But when the Lord's name is prayed, the name that's given to us in baptism, all it takes is a whisper. Daddy, Abba, our Father. And suddenly all of heaven has turned and is listening, poised, ready to answer our prayers. Most assuredly, says the Lord Jesus, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. John 16:23. So says our brother, the Lord Jesus. To pray in Jesus' name means to ask as dear children ask their dear Father. It means to pray in faith, knowing that the Lord has promised to give us all that we need. It means to pray as the Lord's baptized, as those who have been given his name and the forgiveness of all of our sins. And we know that because we are his children, that he will hear our prayer and answer it and provide for us all that we need. Listen to how the Lord Jesus teaches us about prayer from Luke 11. I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one to whom knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him instead a scorpion? If you then, says Jesus, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to all those who ask him? If earthly fathers, says Jesus, know how to give good gifts in answer to their children's prayer, or at least they know how to not give really, really bad gifts like scorpions and snakes, how much more does our Heavenly Father, does your Heavenly Father know how to give good gifts? So it is for Brooklyn and for all of the Lord's baptized. He has wonderful gifts for us. Already today, He has given to Brooklyn the gift of baptism and the forgiveness of all sins and made her a blessed child of God and has promised to bring her together with all of us all the way through death to life eternal. You, dear saints, are baptized and you are on your way to eternal life. And on the way, as we pray with boldness and confidence, knowing that the Lord will keep His promises for us. He will give us all that we need in death and in life. He will treat us as a good Heavenly Father and answer our prayers, and our joy will be complete. May this joy and this confidence and this peace be yours in Christ Jesus, for His death and resurrection were for you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.